Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
Nothing so loud. It's hearing when we lie. Truth is not kind. You said neither am I.
Ah, such good time.
They are coming. If the schedule holds true, I read a story in the Star the other day. Toad is going to be at Starlight this summer.
Oh, I am in.
And I'm trying to remember who else are coming. I want to say the
Gin Blossoms or somebody
Gin
like
Blossoms
that.
Gin Blossoms and the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, somewhere in that wheelhouse of
I know the Gin Blossoms
fabulous
are on the
90s
ticket.
Music.
Yeah. Toad, the Gin Blossoms, and I think it's Bare Naked Ladies.
Okay, this is my favorite story of the day, but you're going to have to go online to look at it, and I'm going to put it on KMBZ.com or the KMBZ Facebook page. Go to the Facebook page first. That's easier. It made me smile. It made me giggle that a geologist has found a very rare formation inside of a rock that looks exactly...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's Cookie Monster.
Like Cookie Monster. So this is one of those rocks that on the outside, Scott, it looks just like a rock. It's about the shape of an egg. See, there's the outside.
Yeah, it's one of those, you crack it open and it's got all
crystallized
and,
rocks, yeah, yeah. Right, that people trade and, you know, collect.
Buy them everywhere.
He cracks it open. It says from the outside, it looks ordinary, plain brown, shaped like an egg. When he opened it, it's a glorious cream and blue and looks exactly like it's about to go nom, 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 nom at the world. It turns out that the perfect rose quartz might bring him as much as, are you ready for this? $10,000.
Well, there's two of them because there's two halves.
He said it's very unusual. There are a few famous rocks out there. I don't know what that word is.
Let me see the word.
Agates? Agates?
Oh, everybody knows that word.
Please. But it's very rare to find something this well-defined, and I'm telling you, it looks exactly like Cookie Monster. I'm putting it on the KMBZ.
It's pronounced Agates.
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 It'll make you giggle, I promise.
Story here from Fox News, so you know it's true. Love can strike twice. Just ask Marie Osmond. The entertainer remarried her first husband, Steve Craig, in 2011, which was 26 years after their divorce.
Okay.
Now, you're saying this is an old story. Actually, it's not. They did remarry in 2011, but she just now is talking about opening up about remarrying her first husband.
Ex.
Yes.
Okay.
Says Osmond, who is now 61 and I now feel old, quote, I think I'm crazy. You are. And he tolerates me. But seriously, it's the greatest thing in the world. I think you learn what's important. You learn to let go. We wanted to move forward, communicate better, and fix the areas in our relationship that needed fixing. The Grammy nominee was just 22 years old and fresh off her variety show, Donnie and Marie, when she tied the knot with Craig, whom she had met as a teenager in 1982. Less than a year later, they had a son. They were married for about 3 years, got divorced. A year later, in 86, she married a guy by the name of Brian Blossel, and they divorced in 2007. She remarried her first husband in 2011.
Okay. And they're still together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Osmond said her relationship with Craig is blissful the second time around. Quote, I think it is the greatest thing in the world. He's my best friend.
Well, you would be totally different people at age 22 that you would be at age 45.
Well, she was in her 50s.
Or 50.
She would have been 51.
You are completely different people. I will go farther. It is impossible to be the same person at age 22 you are at 55. Life experience makes it impossible.
Truth.
We talked about this the other day because Larry King. Larry King married 9 times.
I believe that's correct.
But 2 of the 9.
Yeah, to 7 different women.
Were to the same woman. And I don't know which pecking order the same woman came in. Was she 2 and 6, 3 and 7?
I don't know.
But a few years ago, the Chicago Tribune actually looked into this. This actually says, this was a few years ago, sorry. It says, does this happen in real life, like in the movie Parent Trap, where the parents get divorced, come together, remarry? Not so much, according to research by Nancy Kalish, professor emeritus at Cal State. She is the author of Lost and Found Lovers, and in her study of 1,001 reunited couples from around the world, only about 6% said they married, divorced, and then remarried the same person. On a more positive note, 72% of those who did remarry each other stayed together the second time, particularly if the separation occurred at a young age.
576-7798. Would love to hear from those of you who remarried your ex.
And do you do a wedding? Do you do a wedding? I'm being serious.
Sounds like you've already had one.
Well, I know. I'm asking.
I don't know, Dana.
I think second time around, probably courthouse. It's just, you know.
If that. Will you go down to the courthouse and get it?
I mean, the monogram towels still work.
Okay. Melissa in Paola. Hello, Melissa.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. Hi.
Don't answer that.
We're doing well, and thank you for asking.
Go ahead.
So my mother married her second husband, which was my stepfather. They were married for about 4 years, divorced, and then remarried him about 8 years later, and they were married for about 16 years before she divorced him a second time. My father married his fourth wife, and they were married, probably 7 or 8 years and divorced. And then he went back and remarried her as wife number 5 again, and they are still married.
So they both did it?
Yes, they have both done it.
Well, in the spirit of friends, maybe he just needed a break.
maybe.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Did they have a wedding the second time around?
Not an actual wedding per se. They just both went down to, like, Miami, Oklahoma, and just did it, you know, over a weekend kind of thing. I mean, my mom, when she did it the second time, she just ran off and then just told us because she knew we would object to it after the rounds we had the first time. My dad, when he did it the second time, I wasn't surprised either.
Okay. Melissa, thank you for the call.
Uh-huh.
Be well. Chris, Mike, and the others, you guys hang tight. We'll get to all of you in just a moment. 576-7798. Have you ever remarried your ex?
I do times two.
And what makes you think the second time around would be better than the first time around?
And when the minister says, just asking, that nothing shall come between you till death do you part.
This time.
Does he pause and say, this time?
Maybe a few more times.
I think you also have to change the vows because you vowed once and it didn't work and now you're back.
I vow this time I'm going to try harder.
There you go.
576-7798. More of your calls in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Right after 5:30, just wait until you hear what the paramedic of the year in Florida is accused of doing. I'm dreaming of-
Let's just say he won't be doing it again next year with the Paramedic of the Year award.
Let's say next year he will be a paramedic. At all.
He's the only paramedic in the history of the profession to go from Paramedic of the Year to unemployed.
Reigning champion to fired.
God.
Chris, we're talking about Marie Osmond, who, by the way, is doing a commercial right now on the TV here in the studio.
Nutrisystem.
Hi, Marie. She remarried her first husband. They were divorced in 1985 and got remarried in 2011. She's now talking about it. They did an interview with Fox News and says it's a blessing. It's just a blessing. It's a gift from God. Chris in Kansas City. Hello, Chris.
Hi. So I'm a firm believer that there is an X in front of that for a reason, but my aunt and uncle seem to beg to differ. They're on their third marriage now together.
To each other?
Yep. They got married, got divorced about 2 years later, got remarried the following year, got divorced 2 years later, and just now got remarried.
Say what?
And why?
My aunt is friendly.
Beg your pardon?
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
And your uncle is forgiving.
Yes. And I'd ask my uncle a couple of times, why do you remarry her? You don't like her, and she's not.
Thrice?
Told me it's for the kids.
So your aunt is someone who would go into a supermarket and make sure that she tasted all the samples.
Yeah.
I see.
Well, you know what? If they can make it work, Chris, good for them.
I'm telling you. But with the do they say this time afterwards, we actually, the most recent wedding, we had kind of a mock ceremony for him because we weren't all gathered for that and dressing up for it again.
do you have to bring a gift the third time?
At the end of it, I think we just have them rewrap some of the old gifts. Rewrap the old toaster and give it to yourself.
At the end of it, what did you do, Chris?
My mom stood up and said, and Mark, this time, no give backs.
No take backs or give backs. Okay.
Okay, Chris. Glad we got you in, man. Thank you for
and
the
they
story.
They even had a wedding. I mean, that takes guts the third time around.
Mike in Clinton. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener. Love the show.
Thank you, man. You're so kind.
Hey, I married my first wife 3 months ago. We got married 40 years ago. We were married for a very short time. We were young and dumb and had not had any contact or seen each other in 40 years. And she contacted me last June via Facebook. One thing led to another, and we actually remarried the exact day that we were married the first time.
Now, hang on here, partner. Hang on.
Years later.
So she reached out to you 40 years later, your first wife did, your ex-wife, or at the time your ex-wife, reached out to you on Facebook. That tells me that either she's shy a little bit or she didn't even have your phone number.
No, she didn't. Yeah, we've had no contact in 40 years. And I lived in California for 25 of those 40 years. So it was quite a shock. We met in Sedalia and had coffee and talked and just one thing led to another, and like I said, we're so happy now. Like I said, we've had our families. We're much older, more experienced.
Yeah,
we know what we want.
Yeah,
and we are just blessed.
But we had our families. You had families with other people.
Yes, we were both had marriages, and I was married for 20-some years, and she had a couple other marriages in between that 40 years, but. Yeah, we've all had families, and like I said, it's just us now.
So you couldn't be happier.
I couldn't be the happier. I could not be happier.
Wow, Mike. Interesting.
Good for you.
Okay, partner. I do appreciate the call. 576-7798. Tony in Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? First time caller. Just started listening to your show. Enjoy it a lot.
Thank you.
My only statement is this, you taste the milk the first time, it's spoiled. You put it back in the refrigerator. When you taste it again, guess what? It's still going to taste spoiled.
Even 40 years later, Tony?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Guys, have a good evening. Thank you.
You too. And hey, welcome aboard, Tony, truly.
He's from New York, by the way. I'm not going to waste your time.
When we come back, and I know you've got a vaccine-related story, but I really have a vaccine-related story. And we'll do your story, and then we'll do my story, okay?
Because, oh, you're talking about the Florida paramedic.
Every once in a while, a story comes up, and you see the headline, and you're going to think one thing.
Yeah.
And then you read the story, and you're going to think something else. So there's a doctor down in Texas who's in a lot of trouble, Scott. He is accused of, quote, stealing a COVID-19 vaccine to give to his family and friends. I told you this was going to happen months ago. We're going to start seeing it with, you know, sure, pharmacists, yeah, doctors, you know, slip one or two home, make sure the wife's vaccinated. Yeah. So he's in a whole lot of trouble. And I saw this headline 2 days ago and I thought, here we go again. I said this was going to happen.
Yeah.
His attorney came out today with a statement and said, no, 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 no. Prosecutors have this all wrong. Yes, this physician gave the vaccine to 9 individuals, including his wife. However, his attorney, Paul Doyle, says, my client is a dedicated public servant who ensured that an already opened COVID-19 vaccine dose that would have otherwise been spoiled went into someone's arm.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm serious.
That's what the attorney
says. At the end of the day, what he did was, it was already punctured. The line is over. Everyone's been vaccinated. He took that already punctured vial and thought, well, we're going to have to toss this. I might as well line up some friends and family. Come on, there's enough for 9 in here.
And that's what his attorney is saying?
That's what the attorney is saying.
Okay.
And prosecutors are saying, no, 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 no.
I'm with
no.
the prosecutors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's been fired.
You don't take it home.
And they do say there are rules related to punctured vaccine vials where there is something that can be done with them. He was just trying, he says, to do a nice thing.
Listen, Kat. This ain't an old Rockfest t-shirt from the prize closet. This is a damn COVID vaccine.
He faces a misdemeanor charge of theft by a public servant. I mean, this is not like stealing marijuana out of the evidence locker in a police department. I'm
no,
sorry.
It's like
or
stealing
cash.
A COVID vaccine.
He is facing a misdemeanor charge of theft by a public servant, and if convicted, faces up to a year in jail and a $4,000 fine. And again, he's been fired.
That excuse carries as much water as that Houston cop story earlier where I just happened to break into the Capitol on January 6th because it was my only chance to ever see very, very precious art. That's why I did it.
That I don't believe. I mean, I wanted to look at art, and the riot just kind of came with the art.
I mean, I see everybody going in.
I wasn't there to riot. I was there to look at the art.
I realize all of a sudden I don't have to call my congressman to get a tour.
I'm just going to go in because who doesn't want to see the art?
Yeah, everybody was going in to look at art, and I thought, well, I'll go. Come on, Dana. Here's what I love.
His name is Hassan Gokul. He insists he did nothing wrong and was only trying to ensure the vaccine was not wasted.
Yeah. Did nothing wrong except break the rules.
The seal was punctured.
You know, I brought home all that OxyContin because it was going to expire.
Well, that's...
And I just thought, you know, if I ever get in some pain... Come on. Here's what I love, Dana, and I'm being serious.
Mm-hmm.
I love your heart because I think you always try to give people the benefit of the doubt, which tells me that even after 9 years together, I have a lot of work to do on that.
I don't always give people the benefit of the
not
doubt.
Not lately.
You
not-
go giving Jeffrey Epstein $158 million, yeah, you're a pervert.
Yeah. But you used to be a lot worse at giving people the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. But somehow I've cracked the
exterior,
yeah,
just a little bit.
Well, yeah. I think, sadly, this is proof that my work is not done here. The news is next here on Dana and Parks. Make this stuff up. It almost reads like an Onion headline, but it's from NBC News. so you know it's true. A Florida man.
I'll just stop you there.
Yeah, all right.
You don't have to read anymore.
You're right. A Florida man who was named 2020 Paramedic of the Year for the whole state, the Paramedic of the Year in Florida last year, admitted to investigators that he played a role in the alleged theft of coronavirus vaccine doses. Joshua Colon, 21, was arrested yesterday and faces forgery, fraud, and misconduct charges after he admitted to forging paperwork to cover up what he said was a supervisor's theft of three pre-filled syringes of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. In a press conference, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said that authorities noticed there were discrepancies on three different vaccine forms filled out by Colon, who had been given three full vials of the vaccine on January 6th to administer to the county's first responders.
So authorities contacted several of the names of the vaccine recipients on the forms and found that they were former firefighters who said they had never received any doses. The 2020 Paramedic of the Year later, quote, confessed and began to cooperate with investigators, admitting to using false names for, quote, fraudulent and, quote, wrong reasons. But he says he did so at the behest of his supervisor, Captain Anthony Damiano.
Come on, man. That's Damiano.
Colon told investigators Damiano joked about wanting a vaccine for his mother and then later threatened him when Colon wouldn't give him the vaccine. Damiano then, quote, ordered Colon, why don't you take a break? After which, three pre-filled syringes disappeared from a sealed bag in the refrigerator. Now, I am not defending 21-year-old Paramedic of the Year, Mr. Colon, because he could have turned in his supervisor.
Hang on, there's more.
He could have.
There's more. A little bit later down the page, it says that he never reported this to the Polk County Sheriff's Department or any authority.
Right.
When the investigation began and he was asked to produce paperwork, Colon then forged the documents and said he had given doses to people who never received them. That makes him an accomplice.
It 100% makes him an accomplice. Even not saying anything probably would have cost him his job. When it all came out in the wash, did you know about this? Not saying anything probably would have cost him his job.
Sure.
You go forging medical documents to cover up that your supervisor took three of those vials. And I hate to say I told you so, but who said this was going to happen? Right out of the gate, I said, this is going to happen. In every corner of America, somebody's going to be sneaking two vials to go shoot up mom.
Nostradamus skills are strong in you.
I do initially feel a little bad for him that he was pressured to do it from the much older 60-year-old supervisor. This kid's 21. I do feel bad he felt pressured to do this. Turn the other way, you know?
Well, then he forged documents.
Then he went and forged documents. That's
the turn the other way is one thing.
Yeah, now it's a felony.
And then you went and forged documents? I'm telling you, I'm thrilled that the vaccine is out. I'm so excited that my mom got it. I hope your parents get it very soon. But it's stories like this that make me think, man, it's going to bring out the worst in some people. The worst.
Well, here's what we haven't seen yet, and I'm going to go ahead and use the word yet. We have seen unscrupulous providers take some vials home. We've seen that in several states where this has happened, okay? Well,
we've had people unplug the refrigerators because they didn't trust it.
Oh, yeah, the crazy guy?
Yeah,
the crazy
in Milwaukee pharmacist. Or whatever.
What we haven't seen, to my knowledge, is someone expressly taking money for the vaccine. To my knowledge, and I called that too. I said, there's going to be a black market for this stuff.
Sure.
That I haven't seen. And that doesn't mean it hasn't happened. I just think it hasn't been reported.
Now, what's the story that you had right before we went to the news?
Yeah,
is it a doctor?
Yeah, the doctor who said, I was going to have to throw it out. So instead of throwing out the vial that was already opened,
right,
I just took it home and said, hey, come on in, all nine of you, and I'll vaccinate some friends and some family.
I ain't buying what he's selling.
Who was the woman in KCK? This just happened. Remember, was she a psychologist?
Oh, yeah, the psychologist, Wexler.
Who now apparently has flown to Texas. They don't know, I don't want to say they don't know where she is, but she apparently isn't here.
Right.
And all of a sudden she had 30 brand new employees that no one had ever seen before.
That was on one day.
On one day.
That was on a Wednesday.
Yeah. It was like her trainer, her financial advisor, her all kinds of people from her life.
There was an actor. Remember, one of them was an actor.
The guy that cuts her meat at, you know, the grocery store. Just said, come on in.
And one of them, I think, was a friend of her ex-husband.
Now, what bothers me in that case is the health department said they do not plan to take action against her.
My
jaw
shocking.
Hit the floor when I saw that.
The crazy thing is, though, she is a psychologist.
Which one was it? Psychiatrist.
No, I want to say psychologist because I made a reference to the fact she can't prescribe medicine. And the Wyandotte County Health Department sent her an email because I guess she had sent over an employee or something. That part of the story confused me a little bit. They sent her a return email that said, do you have any more employees to send our way before we move on to the next tier or whatever?
How many people do you have working for you? And she's like 960.
She sent, apparently, an email or emails with the names, allegedly, of 30 other people who all showed up on a Wednesday. Some couldn't even properly pronounce her first name. Okay? And then, at what point did the health department go, okay, Dr. Wexler is a psychologist? I mean, there are the best doctors in Kansas City
that have two or three staff members.
Who don't have a staff of 30.
Right.
And then she sends another one with a list of six. I mean, come on. At what point did somebody at the health department go, okay, all right, what's number 24 again? Tim Smith? Okay. Oh, there's more?
And what do you do, Tim? I'm a...
Well, they had to set appointments for all these people. At what point does somebody say, why does a psychologist have 30 employees?
A spokeswoman for the Wyandotte County Health Department confirmed that ineligible people received vaccines after being referred by Wexler's office.
Huh.
There was a small group of folks who came in after signing up through this practice who did not meet phase one eligibility criteria. Our staff quickly identified the issue, and we've since resolved it with full cooperation from Dr. Wexler.
Well, you didn't identify it before they got the shot.
Well, that's the problem. The health department says, here's the last sentence, it does not plan to pursue any sanctions against Wexler. That is unconscionable.
Yeah, I think you're right about
that. She would not be sanctioned for that, mm-hmm. because it opens the door slightly for anyone who thinks, God, is that a felony if I say people work here and they don't?
Even if it's not a crime, it's unethical.
It's grossly unethical in a business where you are supposed to have medical ethics. I cannot believe she's not being sanctioned, charged, disciplined, Board of Healing Arts, brought in front of the board, whatever they do for mental health professionals who do stupid things.
And here was the question I kept coming up with, and I think several people on the text line when we had this story, I think it was last week when it first came to light. I was thinking to myself as we were reading the story, what happens in 3 weeks, okay, when these 36 people who got in under the ruse that they were employees for Dr. Wexler, the psychologist in KCK, what happens in 3 weeks when they need
their booster shot,
their second COVID shot? And here's what I think, and I've thought about this a lot. My first thought was, give it to them anyway. At least that's 36 more people who are out of the circle, if you will.
Why would you reward them for lying?
And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know what? Screw that. Those 36 people need to go to the very end of the line.
Correct.
Because they got the COVID knowing that they shouldn't have gotten
because it. Because that's, Scott, 72 doses total that otherwise should have gone to people like your mother.
And so I say.
And my mother.
Mm-hmm, and your dad.
You're on your own to find your booster.
But I say those 36 people who got in to get their COVID saying that they were employees of Dr. Wexler, even though I can't pronounce her first name. It's Michaela, by the way. It's just a different weird spelling. Those 36 people go to the end of the line, the very end. Like, the health department drives around in a big van with speakers on
Who's
top.
Who's left?
With speakers on top going, anyone else? Anyone else?
And then those people are standing on the corner somewhere. An actor, it's a bad joke. An actor,
an accountant,
and a personal trainer walk into a COVID clinic.
But I'm serious.
Wouldn't that waste the first 36 shots, though, in something that we already have a very limited amount of?
Too bad, so sad, you cheated the system, back in the line.
I don't know what you do with them, honestly.
Back in the line. Start over.
So then do you start over with two more on top of the one they've already gotten? Now they're three deep.
Well, by the time we get around to them, it's going to be time for a new vaccine anyway.
I guess.
But I say no. We found out you cheated. Over there, kid. And by the way, we haven't had a chance to go through every street yet to make sure that we've gotten everybody else.
The health department does say it has changed its vaccination protocol in light of the Wexler incident. It now requires proof of employment when you come in claiming to work for a physician.
Now, this is the Wyandotte County Health Department.
Yes.
Earlier today, we were talking about the long lines, and the Johnson County Health Department was apparently going to have a 4:30 news conference to say,
We screwed up.
Here's how we're fixing it after long lines outside of Okun Fieldhouse in Western Shawnee. What's going on at the health department? So are they not thinking ahead here?
We're going to need proof of employment.
Or we're going to need something bigger than a little bitty field house with like three basketball courts in it?
I don't know. I don't think they talk to one another, Scott. I really don't. Because if you look at what's happening in places like Phoenix, Florida, they have figured it out. And I said this earlier, you know, we have this thing called the internet. We have phones.
Yeah.
Why would you not call other similar sized cities or similar sized counties and information share? What has worked for you? Well, this worked really well, but this didn't work very well. Okay, what has not worked for you? Well, in Kansas City, we had a bunch of old people standing out in the freezing cold, slipping and falling on ice. That didn't work well. Okay, well, what did you do to, you know, call Minnesota. What are you doing up there? It's cold up there.
Yep. 576-7798. Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ. This is from the Kansas City Star's editorial board. Super Bowl 55 is set. The Kansas City Chiefs will take on the Buccaneers on February 7th in Tampa, Florida, win or lose. Kansas City will not host a traditional Super Bowl parade this year. Amid the severity of COVID-19,
Western Cass County.
The team and City Hall announcing yesterday that a citywide celebration is off. Enter the three-member Cass County Commission. Which on Friday extended an invitation to the Chiefs and their fans to host a possible victory parade in the southeast part of the metropolitan area.
You talk about one county not talking to another county. The mayor comes out with the Chiefs and says, you know what? We can't do it. I'm sorry. Can't do it.
Ain't going to have a parade.
And within the hour, Cass County's like, hold my beer. Oh, we're doing it.
You know it's a Pabst.
I mean, wow.
In a letter that the county commissioners wrote to the team, quote, and this is the Cass County commissioners, we noted with interest recent comments made by Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas preemptively canceling a Super Bowl victory parade should the Chiefs run it back and win Super Bowl 55. While we share the mayor's optimism for another Chiefs Super Bowl win, we do not support his preemptive cancellation. Team President Mark Donovan could not be reached for comment, but the Chiefs should soundly reject the invites, as the editorial board of the Kansas City Star. The still dangerous coronavirus is not bound by geographical location, they write. Missouri continues to lag behind, blah, 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 blah. What would happen if thousands of people from various places descended upon Cass County for a day? The outbreak could prove catastrophic. It's hard to have a parade if you don't have the team.
The county is home to cities like Harrisonville, Belton, Pleasant Hill, Raymore, and Peculiar. Notably, does not have a mask mandate. And did you see this tweet from either a physician or a nurse? She wrote, and this tweet went viral, my coworkers and I are tired of putting bodies in bags. But yeah, go off, Cass County.
It's a dumb idea. Dangerous idea. Extremely dangerous. And I go back, do you think for one second that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to say, yep, Kelce, Mahomes,
I know we can't do this in Jackson, we're but going here's, to here's what we're going to do.
Y'all deserve a parade.
We're going to go over to Cass.
I just don't see it. I mean, when you think, this is not a dig on Cass County. I'm not, first of all, I think the idea, though, commissioners, is dumb and dangerous.
But listen to this from the pitch. Even if they want to do this, they can't. Listen, it is clear that even if the Chiefs wanted to celebrate a Super Bowl win in a city 75% smaller than Kansas City, NFL precautions would not allow them to do so.
Okay. And listen, I graduated from high school in a small town. But when you see the big parades when a team comes back from winning a championship, if, knock on wood, Kansas yeah. City gets that opportunity again, there you can see skyscrapers around them. There's confetti. There's gigantic, huge crowds in front of a Union Station yeah. or the Arch or wherever. Nothing against Peculiar. Nothing. Or Belton. But can you imagine what it would look like on ESPN if the Chiefs are rolling down Main Street in Belton?
Well, here's what Peculiar? It would look like. It would look like a super spreader event because in one of those town squares,
yeah.
if you packed the same number of people that we were talking about for the original parade last year into a much smaller town square, you would be standing on top of one another. Yes. Heck, we were standing on top of one another for the parade last year. By we, I mean all of you who went. I didn't even go. Chris went to work it.
The sidewalks were jam-packed. I was down
like
there all
20
day.
People deep, you said.
Yeah, it was insane. I had to go behind the buildings just to
That's
move.
Right. I remember. Yeah,
so
we
I just
sent you
I don't
there.
Even think Cass County would have the I don't know where they would have it. You would have to staff the police, the ambulances, the paramedics that were all on standby, Sam, in case someone I don't know, got drunk, slipped and fell and
God forbid,
knocked their head.
Crazy guy that tried to drive down the parade
route. Oh my gosh, or the crazy guy that drove down the parade route. You're totally right. Remember that nut?
It's a bad idea.
Remember the guy on the horse?
Yes.
Remember?
The best was the guy who fell out of the tree.
Wasn't he naked?
With no pants
on? No, the tree hooked onto his pants. That's
right.
And gravity took him and the pants... Did
the,
not
the pants were
him.
Not jumping.
Then we got to go back to the guy on the horse. Remember that guy?
Yes.
Yep. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ride my horse while smoking pot into the middle of a 200,000 person parade.
200,000? It was 800,000.
All I remember is the guy on the horse and the police yes. officer going, sir, please, someone, you know.
Come and get me.
Maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
Cass County, you want a piece of that?
I know my rights.
We'll send you all our crazies.
You can have all of them. You got the no pants tree guy.
You need a climbable tree.
Well, not very climbable. You
Whoa.
Obviously didn't make
you
it
need
very
a
far.
Horse.
You need a well, I'm sure they got horses down in Cass County. He could borrow one.
Some marijuana and some guy hellbent on driving through the parade route.
Yeah.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Have at it.
Hey mom, look at me. I'm in a tree. Oh wait.
There goes my pants.
My pants! What do you do? No, seriously, stop the music for a second. What's his first thought when he, well, he's probably drunk, but he first thought when he hits the ground, he's in front of 800,000 people,
yeah.
and he realizes his pants are 25
are still
up
in
feet
the tree.
Up. Uh-oh.
Do you not
well, no,
remember?
They came down with him. They just
oh,
got
they were disconnected.
Down by
do you
the
not
tree?
Remember the press email from the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department on that? Many of you have asked about the arrest. Here's the status on horse guy,
oh, yeah.
no pants guy.
Yes.
And car guy.
We got to get out of here. Oh, it's been so much fun today. Thank you. Thank you for letting us do this. And we appreciate your time. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Sam Stevie III, ladies and gentlemen, Odie's with us today. Dana Wright, my good friend and co-host. I am Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. Be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.